Welcome back to She Leads, the voice of women in power. I'm your host, Shakara J, with Strength and Struggle Podcast. And today, we're calling out the voice in our heads that whispers, "You don't belong here." That voice. It's not your intuition. It's not your truth. It's not even your humility. It's the imposter. And is a liar. Let me tell you a secret. Some of the most brilliant women I know, women who are CEOs, creatives, directors, doctors, change makers, still walk into rooms wondering if someone's going to find out, quote unquote, that they're not as smart as they seem. That's the imposter syndrome. And it doesn't go away with success. It adapts to your level of achievement. It says, you got lucky. They must have made a mistake. You're just good at faking it. But here's what I've learned. Imposter syndrome doesn't mean you're unqualified. It means you're aware and you care. Imposter thoughts show up because you're in a new territory, stretching beyond comfort. That's not a weakness. That's growth. So what's funny about this is that I was actually having a conversation today with my best friend about how people continue to walk around with a chip on their shoulder. They don't like someone. They continue to try to make that person out to be the problem when the whole time it's not that they don't like that person or they're trying to make them out to be a problem. It's that they don't like something within themselves. Let's take me for example. I'm a very transparent person. I speak truth and I have no issue with speaking about the negative things that's happened to me, the bad experiences I've had in life and using them as testimonies and lessons for the next person. That's just who I am. But there are some people that will find something like that, or let's just say a strength like that, as threatening. And they don't find it threatening because you're telling your truth. You're living your truth. They find it threatening because they can't figure out how to live their truth. They're still trying to understand how is it that you can be so vulnerable and still succeed? How is it that you could continue to tell everybody, quote unquote, your business and you're still doing good when that's not even the case? The case is a person like me, I'm not good at wearing different masks to appease the next person. It's never been my character. I don't think it ever will be my character because to me, I find it as being fake and it's exhausting. Because if you're constantly trying to keep up with every different mask that you put on for Tom, Dick, Harry, Susie, Sally, and Jill, then how are you going to keep up with knowing what you told Jill and the person you are with Sally and try not to be the person you are with Jack and then not be the person you are with Dick? It's too much. It's too much. That's when something like the imposter syndrome kicks in. Because you're trying to push yourself to do something that you either don't want to do, can't really do, or don't understand how to do. So, lead with her, the takeaway lesson for this. So I do want to let everybody know, after today's episode, I will be posting a journal to follow along with segment 2, which is today's episode, on my link tree. Make sure you follow my link tree because the journal document will be posted there so that you can go ahead and work on your own imposter as a liar, reclaiming confidence on your own terms. Okay. We'll get more into that later on in the show. So, here's a leadership strategy. Just, I don't know. I don't understand people. But here's a leadership strategy. Name the imposter, disarm it, and rewrite the script. Naming the imposter means you're identifying what is it about you or what are you doing that is not truly you, that's not within your character, that doesn't align with your values. Disarming it means once you have identified what that is, take all the power that surrounds that away. For instance, I'll go over an imposter episode of mine. I was too busy trying to be the friend to groups of people who really were not friends to me. I saw the red flags. I ignored them because I wanted to fit in. I dumbed myself down. I made myself feel inadequate so that I could fit in with them. Once I got burned enough, because it took a lot of times for me to get burned. It took a lot of times for me to get my hand smacked. I finally had to let that go. But letting it go didn't just mean stop talking to them. I had to delete. I had to block. I had to remove pictures so that they wouldn't show up on my social media. They would come up on my phone because I had invested my time and my energy into these relationships that were failing me. So in order for me to disarm them, I had to let go of them. So letting go of them took those relationships out of my life and withdrew the power that they had over me. And then you have to rewrite the script. It's your life. You make the decisions for you. You determine what your next step is going to be. This pen and this paper that you always have, it's up to you to write what you want to happen next. So rewrite your script. If it's not working out for you, ball it up, throw it away, try again. An example of that would be, I don't deserve this. Sorry, I don't deserve losing myself. Let's go to an exercise. Sorry about that. So the exercise I want you to go with, and this is going to be in a journal. Step one, write down the imposter thought, unfiltered. Don't go back and forth with yourself. And don't sit there and say, well, I really don't want to say that. Well, unfiltered, be honest with yourself. If you can't be honest with anybody else, you can be honest with yourself. So write down the imposter thought. An example of that would be, I don't deserve to be in this leadership role. That's taking away something that you feel as though is not good enough for you. That's that imposter thought. Step two, ask. Where did I learn this? Whose voice is it really? Is it your fifth grade teacher who told you you were too loud? Or is it your first boss who micromanaged everything? Hoo-wee. Don't get me started, because I think that's a lot of where a lot of my heartache came from in the military. I will never forget Captain Brown. That man micromanaged, bullied, and harassed me my entire first year of active duty. And I was restless. And that goes back to thinking about things. When you just think about things that happened, and this happened, you know, almost 20 years ago. And you go back to thinking about those thoughts, and you're like, dang, is that why I'm the way I am? Is that why I'm always on the defense? Is that why I'm always questioning everything? And to make you think. Step three. Now I want you to reframe it in your voice. An example of that would be, I earned this role through work, skill, and courage. I don't need to be perfect to be powerful. Okay? Do this daily. I want you to train your brain to recognize the lie and tell the truth louder. So every time your brain or your mind, if you want to go there, is playing tricks on you, I want you to say it out loud. And I want you to hear yourself. Write it down. If you have a mirror, and you have sticky notes, write a sticky note and start posting it on your mirror every morning you wake up. I want you to remind yourself to tell the truth out loud. So let's crush a myth today. That confidence is something you're born with. Confidence is something that you're born with. How many would say that that's a myth? How many would say that that's a fact? Be sure to comment on whatever platform you're watching this on, because I really want to know your feedback on this. Do you believe that confidence is something you're born with, or do you think it's all a myth? My opinion, it's a myth. Just like leaders are not born. Some people say leaders are not born as a myth. Some people say as a fact. I think that leaders are born, but I also think that leaders are made. So I'm split down the middle. Just like people say you're not born gay or you are born gay. Everybody has their own opinion about myth or fact, right? So my opinion in this is that confidence is not something you're born with. It is a myth. No, confidence is built. I want you to remember that. Confidence is something you build up over time. You don't just come out the womb, well, unless you're a Capricorn. Shout out to my Capricorns. With confidence and proud and understanding that you know exactly what you want, how you want it, and when you want it. That's not something you're born with. It's something that you build throughout life because you go through experience, you go through lessons, and you begin to build that confidence and understanding what confidence really is. It's not loud. It's not arrogant. Confidence is the quiet knowing I can handle this or I will learn how. So if you're waiting to feel quote unquote ready before stepping up, don't. Action breeds confidence, not the other way around. Okay? So in closing today, before we wrap up, I want to leave you with this. You are not an imposter in the rooms you've walked into. You are a disruptor, a builder, a leader. And you are not here to prove. You're here to own. Next episode, we're going to dive deep into feminine advantage, how to lead with empathy, intuition, and unapologetic softness that can still command respect. If this has resonated with you, please share it with your sister, a mentee, or someone doubting their brilliance. And I want you to remember, the imposter may speak, but it doesn't get the mic. Until next time, lead boldly and lead you. See y'all later.